It is.
Alrighty.
We'd like to officially welcome everyone out to the Duchesne County Special Service District Number 3. Tonight we have all the board members in attendance. And we have Fred, we have Ron, myself, and then we have Connie here to do our the minutes and stuff like that for us. At that part, there is nobody to ask and to talk to about the open time of the meeting. So at that part, let's do take care of the agenda. Let's do the approval of the minutes for October 27th, 2025, our last meeting. Did they look okay?
I move that we approve the minutes from last month.
I will second it.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Seeing no discussion, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
As unanimous. Okay. Sweet. Okay. Training incentives. Okay, the training incentives, Connie had sent them around.
Yeah.
And I think Fred has looked at them.
They were hard to read. They were upside down.
Sorry, I couldn't get it to scan, and it finally sent it through upside down.
I can turn my head that way, or just carefully turn.
I just turn my stuff upside down.
I put it on the couch arm chair, and then I turned it around and stood up and read it.
Because on my phone, I have to lock
when
my
I
phone.
Do this, it... Oh, that's what I should have done.
Oh,
lock it. Lock my screen.
I didn't lock mine. Every time I turn it, it would go...
It would turn to, yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion then that we approve the incentives for Aldemont, Duchesne, Mighton, and Roosevelt.
Oh, there's no Mighton.
Okay, that's just it. We only have three. That's
what there is not Mighton because yep.
Okay. All right, yep. Skip Mighton.
Yep.
No problem.
Okay.
I will second such.
Okay, I have a motion for doing the incentives for the town of Aldemont. Roosevelt City and Duchesne City, not with Mighton at this particular time. I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous, Connie. We're in good shape here. Okay. Okay. Do you have anything else on the incentives, Connie?
No.
Is there anything that we've seen that we need to be aware of? Do we need to make changes for the year? Nothing needs to. Everything you've seen is last year looked okay.
Yeah, looks good.
Process.
Oh, and so when we get to the budget, though, then I've accounted for that we were going to up the cost.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the bills. The bills that we have, Fred looked at a Strata bill and
Connie's
bill.
Okay.
Those are only two, Connie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll make a motion that we pay the bills.
Okay.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second to pay the bills. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay. Now this is for discussion and consideration of the tentative budget. So we're here just to talk about the tentative budget that's been kind of put in front of us. And if we hear something that you see that might need to be added or questions or whatever else, that's the time to do it. Okay. Do you want to tell them anything about what you sent out, Connie?
Well, I put the approved budget in column B, and in column C is where we actually are today as far as what we have spent. And then I have prepared a tentative budget in column D for 26. We do need to add a scholarship line at 25,000.
Yes.
And then over in F, I have where we currently are and projected out to the end of the year. So we should have some extra funds at the end that we will need to, we always put it in the transfer to other funds.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it'll be just a little bit more than we had anticipated.
Except for the 30, if you take the 25, because if you put 25 in there to balance your budget, you won't be putting 36,
wrong column.
Right? Yes.
Wrong column.
Oh, wrong column, okay.
From B to G.
Oh, B to G, okay.
Because B has that we would move 19.6.
Okay.
And
we only move.
We should possibly be able to move 21.
Okay. And that's all, yep, if we make that note, then we're okay.
And so next month will be the budget hearing. We'll do that at 5 and just move right into our regular meeting. And so I will make that change.
Okay.
And Do we need to do anything to the 25 budget?
If you went over anything in this year's budget, like if we drastically went over something, then we need to make sure we could
cover
it.
But I think everything.
No, we don't need to transfer anything good. Back in to cover it, so we're good.
And so, and then we'll just approve the 26 budget and also the meeting schedule. And is everybody good with the 4th?
I think so.
The 4th Monday?
Which is the 23rd. Nope, 22nd. Yep.
Well, I mean for next year.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need to approve that also.
Yeah.
And then if we need to change like Memorial Day.
We can do it.
Or 24th of July, something okay. We can do it the month before. Yeah.
So okay. you're saying on which month to do the meeting?
Okay,
do
well,
it on the fourth Monday.
Monday of every month.
Yeah. Except for.
Well, we'll just leave it that way, and then if we need to change it.
Then change it.
Because Memorial Day, maybe the 24th of July, because I don't know which day that's on.
Okay.
But I think,
or the 4th is the 28th of July.
So that would be after.
Yeah.
And I can change the Memorial Day one to be on Tuesday, if you want to do that right to start with.
Is that in May?
Yeah.
Last of May?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one falls on the 26th.
But is it okay if she just go ahead?
Yeah.
Would you be okay on a Memorial Day Monday? That we can't just do it on Tuesday?
Yeah,
right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'd know you want to just notice it, and if y'all get something else, and something comes up,
well, yeah, something comes up.
Is Labor Day the last Monday of the month?
First Monday in September.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're good. Mm-hmm. Everything else looks like. Oh. Okay. Golly, I gotta get in the right year. Yeah, we're still good on those. We're good.
Okay, and then I think we have to do a motion to approve the tentative budget.
Okay.
Well, did you talk about putting the 25,000 in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you add the 25 in column D, you'll reduce the 36 then, right, to make it balance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah? I'm good.
It will be in column G because D is our current year.
No, D's what I'm projecting for 26.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm with you.
It's okay. I did lots of stuff on here that won't be on there when next month, but that way you can see what we said and where we are and what we need. And
okay. With those being mentioned, I'll make a motion that we.
Wait a minute. I got one question.
Okay.
Interest income. We projected last year 10,000, we projected next year 10,000, but the actual for this year was 50,000.
I just left that because that's what it had always been.
So that's not a real number, the 50,000?
No, the 50,000 is the real number where we are.
And you, in your income, you always want to make sure that you bring in more income than what you need, so that if you have any excesses on the bottom, for expenses that it will help to offset it. You're okay.
You're not going in the direction I was trying to Is that number pretty much the same every year, or does it fluctuate wildly?
Well, it does fluctuate because right now we have a balance a little over $1 million there. When we drop below that, there's some years that we floated $600,000 or $700,000.
That's this
interest.
That's interest.
Yeah.
And that's what I say is that that's dependent upon what we have in the bank.
Right.
And so that number has fluctuated over the years because it's been very lean as far as what comes
in. Maybe I should be paying more attention, but over the last 4 years since I've been here, what has it been? I mean, has it been as low as 10,000, 5,000?
I don't know that we've been that low for several years. I mean, there was years that we were, we had a hard time. I mean, we just barely, we gain about $40,000 or $50,000 a year building the account up, and We've always tried to keep $600,000 there because we've got that $500,000 note.
Okay. I'm just to answer your question, I haven't had. Okay. Is anybody going to listen to this, Connie?
Well, I post it.
You post the audio?
Yeah. I don't have to.
Huh?
I don't have to. Okay.
What I'm going to say on this is okay, until Connie started giving me a piece of paper like this, which I didn't get from the other lady, I didn't know what I did balancing from year to year.
Okay. This is a good thing because now we're transparent. We know what's there, but we never saw it in the past.
Well, and
I can tell you what it was when 2 years ago before Connie came. I can't tell you what we were. We have no idea. So we're guessing. So we're looking at it with the history. And if next time, bring your same thing up next time. And if and then this next 3 years, like when we go through another year, if we go back and say, okay, the last 3 years we've been above 10,000, then let's raise it.
Then we Fred,
I'm not saying you need to change anything. I'm just trying to understand.
No, but realistically, that's a good point. But we don't know in the past. But I would say that we've had some very lean year that we didn't. I mean, we put in the PTIF account, and you get a little better interest rate than if it's just in regular savings.
So that's just, it's a swag, and we hope to God we don't go under.
Yes. Well, if it goes under, well, then you'll, that, and that's just it. You know, in this, if you go under that, you're going to have a hard time making your all of your stuff. Yes.
Okay. No, that's
it's better to project low and come in high than to think high and we
banked on it. I'm
used to
doing budgets that were, I mean, I did budgets for the Forest Service for decades, and there was no such thing as interest. So that one kind of caught my eye. I was like, I never had to budget for interest.
A lot of the entities haven't.
That's because your higher uppers only got a strict amount and use it or lose it. They didn't carry it over and they didn't show you what interest was.
Well, this is a government. There is no carryover, but there is baseline funding.
Right.
Don't get me started.
Right. Okay, at the state, we kind of treat interest as new money that we found.
Yeah. No, I just.
That's a way to look at it, though.
It's time. What?
I said that's a way to look at it. New money.
Yes.
Okay. With that, then I would make a motion that we approve the attendee budget for the hearing next month.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and second because this is on a budget deal. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
As unanimous. Okay. Business. What did you have? Was there anything we had? Did anybody have anything for business?
I don't remember seeing anything. I don't probably.
I don't. And we're okay with. Yeah.
I think we may. I can't remember when I did the P.O. box if that was for 1 year or 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that
should be coming up.
Okay.
And I will sick Shelly on Mighton.
Their loss.
Well, it is, but I.
They really need to get it in there because we budgeted for them this year, not
I'm
next
actually
year.
Surprised I don't have Duchesne Cities already because as soon as they do their second training, he sends it to me. And
really?
Anyway, yeah, he's
yeah,
really
that would
good
be,
on that.
If Mighton could get theirs in for last month and this month, that would be great. Got him.
Okay. On the business part, Design Bank. Fred looked at Design Bank. Let's give you that one. PTIF. Fred looked at that one.
I don't know if we needed to do that one. I just did it
because
Connie
handed
it to me.
Do we need to sign this one?
Oh, no. I should have not handed you
like,
that.
That one kind of,
like, that's the one that I need to keep.
That's the one you got to do. Okay.
That's the one that I need to keep.
Okay. So there's the rest of the ones in the bank.
Okay.
That's just the whole packet from last month.
Right.
Or actually, I think that one's September, because I didn't have you sign it.
The lost has come back.
Except you need to sign it.
Okay.
Clyde didn't want to sit in your chair because he thought you were coming back to have a visit.
I know. I didn't want to sit in it.
I don't want to interrupt business.
There have been a couple of people looking for you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, that means nothing good, right?
No. Not usually.
Okay, anything else that we needed to come before? Greg's here. Is there anything that you need to ask from a different part of that, or is there any other comments or concerns?
No.
I'm
good. Do you know anything different?
Oh, probably not in the meeting, but I do have a comment after.
Okay. Okay. Well, with that, we reached
the end. Next meeting is the 22nd.
Yep. You okay with the 22nd of December?
Yep.
Did you guys approve the financials? Did the bank statements?
I'll make a motion that we make note that we have looked at the financial and everything seems to be in order.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay. Because we did that in the business part. Okay.
22nd, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
I don't get very many people down here on the 22nd. A week or so before Christmas. Yeah, but one or two. Sometimes the guy that used to be in the assessor, he used to come in once in a while.
Greg.
Yeah. But since he's not there, we don't have anybody. We just do it. I don't know why every year it seemed to come about that time. Okay. Well, with that, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that we conclude the meeting.
I'll second it.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. And we can make it incontestable where we don't even have to say anything if you want.
Okay. So we're adjourned then, huh?
We raised our budget to pay the people more. Did it go through your... Did raising the firefighting incentive for the county portion that you paid your department?